Hey, how are you guys doing today? Jason Jones, the Minnesota Vikings, officially a member of the Minnesota Vikings. And before I go on, I'd just like to thank the Will family, Rick Stillman, Coach Zimmer, and Coach Patterson. I want to thank my college teammates and new current teammates, Anthony Blair and Eric Kendricks, for helping me. Through the process as far as in, you know, answering questions about the coaches and the player atmosphere on where, you know, they want to get the direction and the team going. This is a great defense. I'm very excited to be a part of this new organization, and I'm ready to turn this chapter, turn the next chapter in my life, and make it count over these next few years. I'm very excited about signing with the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm just looking forward to developing and playing with a group of great guys that's hungry and ready to get to the quarterback.
Hi, this is Jim Rich, Fox 9, Minneapolis. Welcome to the Vikings. And first off, are you penciled in more as a linebacker or defensive end? What did they tell you? What do you want to do here?
As you guys seen for many years on film, in Green Bay, has never been a steady role or steady position for me. You know, I played linebacker, I played defensive tackle, I played defensive end. And for me, I thank Green Bay Nation because it made me a much versatile player. I had a great group of coaches. Another thing, I want to thank Winston Moss and Green Bay for really taking a chance on me when I felt like nobody else wanted to take a chance on me by helping me convert to the elephant position. I want to thank Alonzo Highsmith for always being there for the players. I want to thank Rob Davis. And I want to thank Ron Zook. Great players, coaches. And I'd like to thank Mike McCarthy as well. And Dom Capers, man, they were great coaches, and they were always great for me. Even at my tough times, they were always great to me. But I want to thank Pack Nation for allowing me to come in and do my due diligence there and come in there and perform and be a pro's pro. I learned from some of the best coaches and a lot of great players being a part of that organization. But now it's time for me to take this new chapter in my life and really go on and start developing as a player.
Chris Thomas in St. Paul Pioneer Press. Free technique defensive tackle, is that a possibility they could be looking at you?
Most definitely for me. I think I fit that role. I think Coach Andre Patterson, I think he'll do a great job. I mean, from what I've seen, and what they showed me, I mean, he's a technician, and you know, he has that knack for touching players and helping those players develop. You know, as you can see, you know, he came in, he worked with Everson Griffin. Everson Griffin is now who he is today. Danielle Hunter, you know, he came out of college, he only had one sack, and you know, seeing a guy like that perform. You know, last year he had 12 sacks. You know, you take a guy like Linville Joseph and Tom Johnson. You know, those are guys who have been fundamentally coached by Coach Patterson, and he's done a great job with those guys. I really like the direction on which the Minnesota Vikings are going, and I'm very excited to be a part of this organization right now. And I think that Coach Patterson is going to do a great job in helping me develop into a much better player.
As a follow-up question, what's it like going from the Packers to the Vikings, just considering they're big rivals?
It's always a great thing. Like I said, I made a lot of new family members over the last few years in Green Bay, being a part of the coach and the team. You know, but now I got a chance to go and chase Aaron Rodgers down and play against one of the best quarterbacks in the world. You know, this is nothing like, you know, wanting to play against one of the best quarterbacks ever. But I'm very excited, most definitely. You know, I'm all about whatever side I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for that he knows I'm coming hungry, and I'm very excited to be playing with this great group of men. You know, my new teammates, I'm very excited to play with this great group of men. I also like to thank my wife as well. If you guys add that in there, I'd like to thank my wife as well. You know, she helped me make this tough decision, and without her, I'd be lost. Still right now trying to make a decision on where I want to be. You know, she knows she's been here from the start. For me, actually playing this game of football, and I had a long talk with her. I had a long talk with my mom. You know, my supporters, my strongest supporters in the world, my mom and my wife. I had talks with them on, you know, what I should do. And, you know, we wrote down a big list of who I wanted to be as a player. And when I came in and met with Coach Patterson and Coach Zimmer, you know, they wrote it out. They showed me. They showed me a video. They showed me, you know, what's exactly asked of their guys to do. And I was like, you know, I feel like I could come in there and complete those tasks. And I felt very comfortable in whatever role that they want me to play.
Dayton, this is Matt Fassel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is a simple one. How long is your contract? How many years are you signed for?
I signed for 1 year right now. But, you know, like I said, you know, whatever I was going to sign in Green Bay was going to be probably a one-year approved deal as well. So, like I said, you know, I got a chance to actually prove myself, you know, and I feel like I have a coach that's going to allow me to prove myself, you know, here in Minnesota, to continue to get my career off the ground. I'm very excited. You know, the numbers really didn't matter to me. I'm a very passionate person in this sport. And I just love getting up to the quarterback. I love hitting the quarterback. I love, you know, being in the backfield. I love it all. So, you know, at the end of the day, that really didn't matter to me. It was more of an interest of how bad the team wanted me. And not just that, not being catered to, but actually how can they push me to reach my full maximum potential. And I felt like I had a great D-line coach here in Minnesota that's going to do that. And he's gonna lay the platform out for me. Just got to go out and do the work, you know. You know, for most of the guys, and I think we're going to have a fun environment here in Minnesota with a lot of great vets, you know, already on that defensive line. Got a few Pro Bowl guys that, you know, I still can learn from, and a few young guys that I can learn from. So, you know, I'm steadily improving. You know, I'm going to mix my flavor into the role, and, you know, we're going to add something special.
Hey, Chris Thomason here again. Just talk about having been college teammates with Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks and how great it is to be reunited with them and what they're telling you about the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, man. They have spoken so well about the organization and the culture and, you know, the environment, the city, you know, the type of people that's in the city, the environment, the players, our teammates. You know, I get all the stories, and now I get to put all these faces to all these stories that I've heard over the years. I'm just talking to these guys from afar. We're already in a big group chat since we left college. We've all stayed in contact. We're in a big group chat, so we're nonstop texting every day and talking to each other every day. And I think right before I came out on a visit, I think that they got word that I was actually coming on a visit. And you know, instantly, they were like, man, you're going to really love Coach Patterson. You're going to really love, you know, the culture there. You're going to love this. And I'm like, man, you know, I was getting excited. But I don't want to get too excited because I want to see it for myself. And once I came here, I was sold. But, man, those are my guys from college. We all played on the same defense, you know, for a few years. Well, me and Eric Kendricks, we actually played for 2 years together on defense, and I only got to play with Anthony Barr 1 year in college on defense because he was converted from running back to a linebacker. But the time we spent together in college, that made, you know, that was a special group we had. and now, you know, they can, you know, honestly, I can learn from some of the things that, you know, Anthony's doing and Eric's doing, you know, and just keep challenging myself and keep working hard to be my teammates and competing to be, you know, at that best level when it's time to compete. So I'm excited.
Hey, Dayton, Andrew Kramer here with the Star Tribune. I just want to ask you about dropping weight last year to move to outside linebacker. What weight are you at now, and do you get any indication of what the Vikings want you to play at?
Oh, yeah, right now, you know, I'm back in the offseason weight. I'm in my offseason form right now. But, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to be expecting me to bulk up just a little bit. You know, the hard part for me was losing the weight and losing it the way I lost it. Total diet change, total health change, but it helped me as a player, and I was willing to do whatever it took for the team to show them that I was serious. And, you know, when I came back from whatever break we had, that I was going to be ready, I was going to be in shape, I was going to, you know, whatever they asked me to be, I was going to be that. And I'm very confident that I can get to wherever the coaches need me to be, and I'm excited. I'm just excited to be a part of the organization right now. I'm at a loss of words, but whatever they're expecting me to be, I'm gonna make sure I'm there.
So what do you weigh right now?
I haven't gotten on the scale yet.
Hey, Dayton, you mentioned, too, Aaron knows you're coming. Aaron Rodgers knows you're coming. Now, you practiced against him, obviously, for years. Have you imagined what that's going to be like now that the red jersey's not going to be on him?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. I know he's Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it, and he's still competing at a high level. He's playing hard. He's like wine. He's only getting better with age. But, you know, that's up to us to neutralize him, and to stop him, I'm just going to go out there and do my job and have fun competing against him. One of my long friends, a good brother that became a brother of mine over the years, he's a guy with a lot of wisdom, but, you know, you have the other color jersey on, you know, we got to get that. We got to get to you. Thank you.